EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Wednesday morning edition of Football 24/7 as we get ready for one of the funnest days of training camp. And it's the Eagles versus Browns joint practice number one. The Browns will be in town today in Philly for the first joint practice. They'll have one today. They'll have another one tomorrow. And then the preseason game will commence the week with each other at 1 p.m. on Saturday will be the kickoff. So a lot of things to look forward to today as we get ready to watch the Eagles versus the Browns. Obviously not watch it up close and personal, but see what comes of it. You know, see how this team fares in a practice versus another football team that's obviously not their own players. So a lot of things, a lot of things to look forward to with a joint practice. Johnny Mack calls them, you know, the most important days of summer, from a sense of you get your first team unit out there, you get real significant reps against an opposing defense, against an opposing offense, if you're the Eagles defense. And that's very significant. Obviously, this is a, you know, we've reached the phase of football where starters don't play in preseason. So these are valuable reps, and it's obviously a lot to look forward to today with this team. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here this morning on a special day edition. We're going to have a little bit of extra content today with the joint practice. I'll probably, depending on what's coming out, I'll probably do an instant reaction type of thing, or maybe even go live. So stay tuned for that. Keep yourself posted on the channel if you have time for it. Good to see Cody in here, man. What's up, man? Like that name, Bird Gang Girl. My girl, Bird Gang Girl. What's up, Bird Gang Girl? Miguel Lara is in here. Miguel, appreciate you, brother. Cody K's in here. Shady Westbrook. What's up, Shady? There he is. Shady's not complaining today. We love it. Fly, Eagles, fly. Kimberly Sirico. What's up, everybody? Good to see everybody. Appreciate all of you guys being here. For those who tuned in on Birds 365 last night, I was not present, all right? The big man, Joe Krause, my pops, sat in the chair for me, so he did a great job. Great show last night. Good to be back in the saddle, though. Had some business to handle last night. That was urgent, so I had to tend to that. And I was able to get Pops to cover. So hope you guys enjoyed the show last night. We'll be live again tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, so we'll have a full recap. We got a full day of content with the joint practices coming up. So a lot of things to look forward to. When it comes to practice yesterday, okay, I didn't see a whole lot. Now, I read Johnny Mack's recap, but I was out of the office for most of the day yesterday. I didn't have a chance to really consume. All I know is, pretty light practice, short. I think it was like 50 or 55 minutes. So overall, the team is progressing nicely through camp. You know, you're going into preseason game number two. Obviously, with the scare to Landon Dickerson, we're all excited about that, about him, you know, and the prognosis on that, or the diagnosis, I should say, on that. So that looks pretty good. And, you know, you want to think, this is a fun time of the year, and you want people to win jobs, and you want all these things to happen. But at the end of the day, we got to get to the season healthy, you know. And then furthermore, we got to try and get late in the year healthy. You know, there's a level of luck that comes with that. But, you know, I like the way the team handles their business at this time of the year. I would urge them to stick to their guns, stick to what they do. Don't worry about me or Cilio or John or anybody else that has a comment about, you know, the way they handle practice and get those players healthy, keep them healthy, and that's what we need for to have success really this year for the football team. So a lot of good things to look forward to today. I'll pose a general question to the chat. What do you look forward to today in a joint practice with the Browns? What do you look forward to today in a joint practice? Is there a little bit of, I'm excited to see Shador. Come on, you can admit it. Come on, you can admit it. I know you can admit it, because I know I am, all right? We're all excited to see our birds, but everybody's a little excited to see Shador Sanders, all right? I know I am. I know I am excited to hear what Shador can do to that Eagles defense. And then conversely, you know, I want to see what the Eagles defense can do to him, you know? So how can the defense shut him down? How can the defense get prepared to play versus this team? You know, the other thing is you got Myles Garrett. This is a good defense, man. This Browns team has a really good defense. Denzel Ward's one of the best corners in football. Obviously, Myles Garrett, we all know him. We're all familiar with him. He needs no introduction, as in my estimation, probably the best player in football, maybe. If not first, up there in the top three, top five, wherever you want to put him. You know, you want to see about that. But good corners. They got good safeties. They got a good defensive line. Like, they got a good defense. They got a good defense. So I think there's a lot of good tests here to come today for the Eagles offense. A lot of things maybe you can get out and clean up, figure out what you do well, figure out what you don't, figure out what to work on, figure out what to put on the drawing board for the next week of work. So these are important practices. And by the way, I'm excited there's two of them. You know, I'm excited there's two of them. So let me go to a couple comments in the chat. I was thinking, will Myles Garrett play? Kimberly, I'm pretty sure he's set to play. Billy Don says, good morning, Jacob Nation. What's up, Billy Don? Shady says, seeing improvement from a few guys from the Bengals game. I agree, Shady. You know, who's on your mind, Shady? I think Ringo. You know, you hear about Ringo. You'd like to see Ja'Quarian Bennett get thrown into the mix more. You want to see, obviously, either Adoree or Keeley or Ja'Quarian, one of those guys. I'm waiting for one of them. Who's going to jump? Who's going to take the leap? Who is going to want to set themselves apart from the rest? Shady brings up another good name, Sidney Brown, obviously, a guy who I thought got banged up in that game when he held that shoulder, but he's okay, and he's obviously another question mark on the team. So I agree with that. You know, I thought, Shady, I'm not sure if you saw that, but, you know, he spoke a little bit recently, and after practice, I think it was yesterday, you know, he's got a good mentality and a good mindset on things. That doesn't mean he's going to turn into a great player, but I think he has kind of the tools necessary, you know, and if he gets coached up by Vic a little bit more, I kind of like what he can become. You know, the other guy I'm excited to see today is actually Tyler Steen. You know, he looked really good in that preseason game. And how does he fare against this Browns D-line? They got pretty good players all across that D-line. You know, it starts obviously with Myles Garrett, who he won't be going up against very much, if at all. But how does Tyler Steen hold, you know, versus this defensive line is definitely going to be something I want to watch. And then the other thing I want to watch is, you know, I know A.J. Brown's good. I ain't worried about him. I know Devontae Smith's good. I certainly am not worried about him. I want to see if Jahan Dotson can create some plays, you know, today versus this Brown secondary. And, you know, what can he do? You know, is the hype and the chemistry and working with Jalen in the offseason and a little bit of better expectations with him having a full offseason, is all that real or is it fake? You know, is it real in the sense that he can become a bigger part of the game plan and help the team win football games? Or is it a whole lot of last year with a whole lot of, you know, nail polish put on, you know, a whole lot of lipstick put on? You know, so I'm kind of watching if Jahan Dotson can make some plays. It seems much better chemistry this year, which is a positive thing. So that's pretty exciting there. And I want to see that. The other guy is Darius Cooper. What can Darius Cooper do? Is Darius Cooper a viable wide receiver three at any point in the year? So, you know, he had a great camp. He had a great game one. He's had a good training camp thus far. But as John pointed out, you got to continue with it, man. You're not going to be given a job in the NFL, you know, from one good preseason game. You got to stay consistent with it. I think he's had pretty good practices. I haven't heard anything against that or away from that. So they're actually even now lining him up at secondary at kick returner and all those things. So, you know, I think he's in a good spot. I really like that player. I know I've been super high on him, and maybe I'm a little too high too early. But sometimes you see a football player, guys, and you're like, hey, that guy can fucking play. All right. I don't know if he hasn't done much on the field. He might be a rookie. He might not have proven much. He might have played at Tarleton State. He might not be better than a lot of guys on our team. That guy can flat out play. That's what I saw. I don't know if that's what you saw. That's what I saw. So let's see what Darius Cooper can do. But I do not see them move on from him. So we'll see. We'll keep our eye on it. I got Johnny Mack right now. We're going to keep John pretty briefly. We got Kevin Petullo, 9:10 this morning. And then joint practice with the Browns kicks off at 10 a.m. Let's go to Johnny Mack right now, joining us here on a Football 24/7 morning edition. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Wednesday morning, brother?
Good. Desperately trying to make it down there. They moved Kevin Petullo up, so we'll see. Hit and miss.
And I'm sure that traffic is no good right now, right, John?
It's Sorry, I lost you there for a second.
I said I'm sure that traffic is no good right there, right now, right?
No, it's not great. So.
Yeah, no, traffic doesn't move. Johnny Mac, what's on your mind, man? Coming in Eagles joint practice number one with the Browns. You know, we've talked about you've talked about it a lot as some of the most meaningful days of the summer, and I agree with that obviously fully. Your thoughts coming into today's practice number one with the Browns?
Yeah, I think it's an important 2 days. I mean, if you think about this is the most work the ones and twos will get against a different team. So, you know, obviously it helps the Eagles that you have certain young players going against Lane Johnson and A.J. Brown when he's healthy, Devontae Smith. We talk about that all the time, but you know, I also talk about Lane Johnson and Brandon Graham saying towards the end of their career, you know, they knew all the tricks, so you wanted to get different looks. And I think it's always important to get different looks instead of practicing against the same people every single day. So to me, these are the two most important days of summer when it comes to preparation for the Eagles for the 2025 season.
Any names, John, jump out that are, I mean, I know you just mentioned a couple there from the Browns perspective, but how about from the Eagles perspective? You know, if you're Vic, if you're Sirianni, if you're Howie, if you're Kevin Petullo, anybody that you think, you know, maybe has more eyes on them in an environment like this, as opposed to, I don't know, A.J. Brown, you know, line up versus the Browns or not. I think we all know what A.J. Brown is and what he's going to be. Any guys that you think have a little bit of an extra spotlight on them in an environment like this?
Well, I don't even know if A.J. is going to practice because he's still dealing with that hamstring. He has been back in a limited fashion, but hasn't been back in team drill. Same thing with Zach Bond, which has been you know, the Eagles are being very cautious with those guys. I mean, it's the same guys we've been talking about all summer, the obvious ones, the guys competing for jobs. I think the most notable new one is Ja'Corian Bennett, who has to, you know, prove himself, basically, right, in the fact that does he belong in this cornerback conversation? And this is the time where typically if everything went well, you would absolutely want to, and I got a stopped car. I apologize. Nothing's going right at this point.
John, your safety is more important than this comment. So continue when you can.
With Ja'Corian, it's like he's got a very short window, and he's got to either prove he belongs in the conversation to be that starter, or, you know, he's going to be here as a backup. I don't want to overstate it, but obviously when they trade for him, that's a clear indication, as I say, actions speak louder than words, that, you know, things weren't going the way they liked with Kelee Ringo versus Adoree Jackson. So all three of those players, this is a big 2 days for, and Bennett's the one who can put himself in the mix that we weren't even thinking about a couple weeks ago because he was still in Las Vegas. So, and then, you know, the obvious ones, Drew Makuba, that was probably the most notable part of yesterday's practice, which was very short, under an hour, and 20, 25 minutes of that is stretching an individual drill. So, but he took the first rep at safety in nickel opposite Reed Blankenship, which is the first time he's done that since day two. And then he got hurt with the shoulder injury. So that might be positive. Now, I think it was play three in the team period that Sidney Brown was right back out there. It could have been, like I always say, maybe Sidney was trying to shoe. I don't know. You know, when it's not, when the consent, you know me, Xander, that first rep, everybody gets hyper-focused on, and a lot of people tune off after that. To me, the more valuable information is the number. And it was a heavy rotation day, and probably because there weren't a lot of reps because they weren't practicing a long time. Right. So they were specifically, I mean, at one point, Sidney Brown and Drew Makuba lined up together to get a rep. with the first team. So, and Reed took a breather. So, not sure how much it means. We'll probably know a lot more today with the Browns. But I think, you know, that's where they want to go with Drew Mukuba. That's where they want to go probably with Kaylee Ringo. So when that's your default setting,
yep,
you know, those guys have an advantage.
Yeah, I love your analogy, John, with the GPS. Just makes a lot of sense. You know, if that's the end destination, no matter how many turns, detours, different things you make, the thing is going to reroute and get you back home. That's just what they do. And if they're set on those guys, I think you're right about that. So we'll keep an eye on that. John, this Browns defense is really good. They got a lot of players, man. Myles Garrett, Mason Graham they drafted this year, Carson Schlesinger, Devin Bush, Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, Greg Newsome. They got a lot of really good players on this defense, John. It's going to be a test for the offense today. I think a good test for this team.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good test, and led by Jim Schwartz, who we know well, is a very good defensive coordinator, probably in that, you know, he's a top 10 coordinator easily in this league. So, yeah, I mean, that to me is the bigger test, certainly, and it starts with trying to block Myles Garrett when you're not game planning to block Myles Garrett. So it's probably going to be a long day for Jordan Mailata. He's used to it. But you know, we'll see how it shakes out from that standpoint. Offensively, if the Eagles defense does not have a good day, I think that's, you know, much more telling than if they dominate, because they should dominate, because Cleveland right now is up against it from an offensive perspective.
Yeah, so they don't have much.
It's going to be tough, to be honest, for the offense to impress me today, even if they play impressively, because that's the expectation. The Eagles' defense against the Browns' offense. And we have more questions on the defense. So that part is a little disappointing, that this is the team coming in, because I prefer to see a team with a really good offense and that could really test the defense to get a better gauge. And I don't know if we're going to get that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, John. You know, is there anybody on that Browns offense, you know, that can kind of put people on their toes? I know they don't. The quarterback situation is interesting. I'm not sure who's going to be out there today. They got Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver. They got Njoku at tight end, who's a pretty good player. But, you know, overall, I don't really see a lot. And that's why I think your comment about the defense is important today, or at least we'll tell you a little bit more today, because – you know, they don't have that much. So you would think the defense would be able to hold their own versus them right now.
Well, yeah, but you mentioned some of their good players. Like, they have a pretty good offensive line.
They got Petonio. Yep, Wyatt Teller. Yeah, they got some good O-linemen. You're right about that.
Jack Conklin's been around. I mean, they're definitely a top half of the league offensive line. I would argue bordering top 10. You mentioned some of the skill, and Joku is phenomenal. I mean, from a physical standpoint, he's a bus guy. I always say he's the guy you send off the bus first, him and Miles, and you just go, "Oh shit, what are we in for?" And Jeudy is, you know, I'm sure Jeudy will give them troubles in one-on-ones against the D-backs. He's a very good player. All their issues stem to the quarterback position, let's be honest. And you can have great talent around the bad quarterback, and the bad quarterback is going to look a little bit better. Now, the positive with Joe Flacco is he knows how to play, so you're going to get good looks from that standpoint. And then after that, I don't know where Kenny Pickett is. I'll see when I get down there. Hopefully he can practice, and at least he knows how to play. But if it's Dylan, a lot of Dylan Gabriel, a lot of Shedeur Sanders, which is going to be a big story for some weird reason, I don't think that's all that helpful for Vic Fangio, to be honest. Because you know, those guys, not to say they can't turn into good players. I was higher on Dylan Gabriel than most. I thought, you know, from a college perspective, I thought he was the guy who knew how to play. And Shador's got a chance to be a good player. But it's going to take a while. And those are the kind of those are the kinds of quarterbacks that Vic Fangio defenses eat up, because, you know, it's confusing, and not that game planning, but it's confusing just in general for them. So
right, it's the salty dog.
You know, I prefer to have a better.
That typically do well. You know, they know what they're seeing, they know what's coming, and they can dissect the defense quick.
Yeah, and Joe can do that. So, you know, but at his age, you know, obviously he's not what he once was. But from a mental standpoint and a sharpness and acuity standpoint and all that, he can still do it. So maybe the first team reps are valuable, but I don't know how they're handling him. I'm sure they don't want to give him a huge workload at his age. So might be limited reps compared to a typical, like a Jalen Hurts type quarterback one. So we'll see how it develops.
Good stuff there, John. Who's the biggest test today, individually, outside of Myles Garrett? I know Myles Garrett, but what player has the toughest test in practice today with the Browns?
Well, I think from a fan's perspective, it's always skill position based. So you mentioned both of them, Judy and Joku. So, I mean, the corners are going to have issues with Judy. It'll be interesting to see if we get Quinyon Mitchell matched up with him. I assume it will happen at some point.
Gotta think Q'd be ready for him, though. I mean, Judy's a good player. He's no A.J. Brown.
No, he's not, but, you know, he's also new. So, I like what I mentioned, he's not right. – You know, Q's used to practicing against AJ, even though he's been out, and even Devontae. He's not used to practicing against Judy, who's a good route runner. And route runners tend to be different. They don't tend to be, you know, they have their sort of own flavor. So, you know, it might get a little time to get used to. But, you know, more than Quinyon, because I know he can play. Yeah, you know, I want to see Ringo and Bennett and Adoree Jackson against Jerry Judy, and that probably wouldn't go as well. But you know, it can make them better. And the same thing with the young linebackers, particularly Jahad Campbell and Smile Munden. If they get matched up with Njoku, you know, that's a really, really difficult matchup. And the safeties as well, Sidney Brown and Drew Makuba. Especially when you talk about the size difference. You know, Dallas Goedert's a big dude. He's not big compared to David Njoku.
That dude's a fucking animal, John. He is massive, dude.
Yeah. He's impressive physically, to say the least. So those are I think the matchups that bode well for Cleveland. Again, Judy against the second-tier corners and Njoku against the young back seven defenders.
Good stuff. John, you're looking at it like I'm looking at it in a large part. I'm excited to see what some of those corners can do, what Sidney Brown can do out there today. When you look at the linebackers today, John, what do you think Jahad Campbell's role will be in today's practice? I think it's going to be good to get him up again, up in this, you know, up against the competition in this joint practice as well.
Yeah, I just mentioned him with Njoku, that type of thing, and coverage, because that's really where Jahad is probably not up to speed right now. You know, going straight ahead, I think, you know, if I project to week one, I think early in the season he's going to be more of a sub-package player. You know, Vaughn's going to be back, and he's going to be part of it, and I think Trotter will be the other linebacker week one. How long that lasts depends on how quickly Jahad picks up the rest of it. But right now, I think he's good going straight ahead. So I think for people who are at the open practice at Lincoln Financial Field, a lot of nice things in backed up situations when the offense was backed up. He created what was a turnover, should have been a sack. with a blitz from the second level. Red zone, same thing, where Vic is more open to blitzing in those situations. That's what I think he's most valuable doing right now. And the other stuff, again, you know, one-on-ones and things like that are going to be interesting to see. They usually do running backs versus linebackers and pass protection drills to see how Jihad handles that.
Yeah.
But he's really good right now going straight ahead. It's the lateral stuff you kind of worry about from the off-ball linebacker perspective.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, that John, that skill set is interesting because obviously he's shown the. And I like what you called him the other day. I forget exactly, like a praying mantis, I think you said. But
yeah,
he's
got the length, he's got,
yeah, size. He's got the speed and he's got the strength. You know, you think about it, you hear that, and I've seen Jihad in person. He's a bigger dude, I think, than most fans think who haven't seen the guy. I don't know. Do you see the potential for just for lack of a better name, a Micah Parsons level skill set in terms of he could play that role in the NFL? I'm not saying he's Micah. I'm saying could he play that role in the NFL in your eyes, or do you think it's more probably going to be an off-ball linebacker?
Well, right now, yeah, I don't think he's a natural edge rusher like Micah was. You know, that's the comparison Howie made. Forget about me and a lot of people.
Yeah.
But they made the same thing about Abdul Carter. I don't think Abdul Carter is Micah Parsons either. So certainly he's not as naturally gifted as an edge rusher. Could he turn into that? Yeah, the few reps he's gotten there have not been positive ones. You know, it was basically just really it was supposed to be a speed rush, but it turned into a bull rush. Because, you know, NFL tackles are going to handle that pretty easily if you don't have the counter moves. So I think he's a work in progress in that aspect of it. And, you know, the Eagles, because and Vic has said this pretty consistently, it's tougher to learn stacked linebacker than it is edge rusher. So they've started there for that reason. And eventually it's going to evolve into more of a pass rushing role, but I think that's the developmental part. And I think right now it's trending more towards, for hardcore fans, a Mike Zimmer-like A-gap looks with Zach Bond instead of the edge. So, in other words, he and Zach Bond will stand over the center and the A-gaps.
Right.
And you try to create uncertainty, who's coming, who's not coming, maybe both drop. I think that's the way it's going early on. Longer term, next year, 2026, maybe, you know, maybe they use the offseason to get him up to speed.
Right.
But right now, he's probably not ready to be an NFL edge rusher, unfortunately, because the Eagles could really use that.
I know. That's what I was saying. I mean, it's, you know, not only is it, would it be a nice thing to have and the player kind of has the physical traits to potentially get to that point, but as you just point out, it's not really the deepest position on the team right now. So if he was good over at that spot, maybe he would be used. John, good stuff there. John, Kevin Petullo coming up this morning. I'm not sure if you're going to be there or not. I know you're in traffic a little bit right now. They moved it up on you last minute, but with him today, what are you watching on that offense with the Browns, and what are you expecting to hear from Kevin Petullo today? It's day, 14 of camp, John. One preseason game down and now going into joint practices.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk about what he's trying to accomplish in these two practices, and, you know, that kind of stuff should be self-evident, but clean operation, all the stuff you constantly hear. You don't want to see a bunch of false starts. You know, the one concern, and it happened the last time the Browns were here, was Myles Garrett completely wrecked the practice from an offensive perspective. So, you know, you don't game plan. So, you know, if the Eagles were playing the Browns in the regular season, that would be their entire game plan would be, all right, how do we deal with Miles? And you're going to chip him and double team and do all these different things. Well, you're not going to do that in practice. So, you know, Jordan Mailata is really important in this practice just to get solid reps. You know, it can't be like it was last time.
I know. You think they're bringing a tight end over to help him? I mean, love Jordan Mailata. He's one of the best in the league, but John Miles Garrett is a different beat. He'll beat any tackle in football, man.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, it's almost like you almost want to game plan a little bit,
right,
just to get value, just to get reps that are meaningful. But, you know, knowing coaches, that's not the way they do it. So, you know, Jordan's got to have a good day, and so you can get some representative reps, so to speak. And I think he will. He's gotten better. You know, he and Miles are very close. And Miles is one of those guys that tries to help others, like Slay. You know, yeah, I guarantee you after today's practice, he'll be on the field with Jordan for a long time. You know, just trading tricks of the trade and all that type of thing. Because that's just what he does. But, yeah, I think it'll be better because Jordan's gotten better. And he's one of the best left tackles in football. But, yeah, you just can't let him wreck the entire practice.
Yeah, and there's always that chance, even no matter how good Mailata – and, by the way, everybody, I don't think it would be a knock on Mailata at all to get beat by Miles Garrett. He is that good of a football player. So, Johnny Mac, your final couple thoughts here as we go into joint practice number one. Thanks for doing it today from the car, brother. We'll be live again tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Good to be back in the saddle, John. I missed last night's show. Glad you and Krause had a good one.
I'm heading up to the bridge, so I kind of lost you there. But
just your final thought, buddy. Your final thought, yep.
Yeah, it's, again, you know, I think it's more important for the defense as the entire training camp has been. And this is a chance for Keely Ringo or, you know, Ja'Corian Bennett or even Adoree Jackson. Is Drew Mukuba getting back in the mix at safety? Was that real in a very short sort of look at the Eagles yesterday? You know, that to me would be a very big sign and a very clear sign that the Eagles really want Mukuba to win that job. Because, again, you can look back to last year with Cooper, who's a much higher-level player coming in, and, you know, he missed – now, granted, he missed a little bit more time, but that set him back, like, weeks into the season. And this time, if they really are pushing Mukuba, that probably is not a good sign for what they believe in Cindy Brown. So that, to me, is going to probably be the most interesting story, along with Bennett. Can Bennett get involved in a quick – obviously, it's very quick for him getting here late. Can he get involved in the cornerback battle?
Yep. Johnny Mac, I'm thinking the same as you. Let's just hope that Mukuba doesn't fold like a pretzel when he tries to tackle David Njoku, who is a big dude. Johnny Mac, great stuff today. We'll catch you tonight on Birds 365. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, there's Johnny Mac. John McMullen joining us right here on Football 24/7, a morning edition. A great show there and a preview of what's to come today with joint practice. I'm telling you, David Njoku is a dude who will run Andrew Mukuba into the fucking turf, okay? Excuse my French, okay? David Njoku is probably, you know, I don't know. Apparently, Mukuba got his first injury on you know, he like died for a pass or something and he like hit the ground and got hurt. Yeah, I can assure you that tackling David Njoku is going to hit you a little harder than that. All right. It's going to hit you a little harder than that. So I don't know about Mukuba, man. That dude is David Njoku is no joke, man. He's no joke. He's not the greatest tight end in the world. He's a good player. He's not, incredible. But I don't know. Daz says that Makuba about to bury Njoku. I don't know about that, Daz. I don't know. Slagger says pretzels fold. Pretzels do fold. What are you, Slagger? You're not in Philly anymore? Come on. What are you, New Yorker now, Slagger? Come on. I had Philly pretzels yesterday. You know, when I'm like really hungry and there's no beautiful woman over here to feed me, I'll pop over to the Philly Pretzel Factory, pick up a sleeve of the minis, boom. Dip them in some spicy mustard, filled for hours. I love a Philly pretzel. I love a Philly pretzel. What's up, Tony? Good to see you, brother. What's up, Eduardo? Daz is in here. Sig Lord. Good to see Sig Lord. Izzy B. What's up, Izzy B? What's up, everybody? Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody in here. Joint practice today. I thought John hit the nail on the head with some of these guys. You know, you look at this Browns defense, though. They really got some good players, man. They got Myles Garrett, Malik Collins, Mason Graham, Alex Wright is their defensive line. Then you're looking at Carson Schwesinger, Devin Bush, Muhammad Diabate. I don't know. I'm not sure how to say that name, but he's questionable. We'll see if he plays. Then they got Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, Ronnie Hickman, Greg Newsom, and Cameron Mitchell. I mean, they have a really good defense. They have a really good defense. So it's going to be interesting to see what the offense is kind of able to do versus them today. And then you look at the Browns offense. You know, that was their defense. You look at the Browns offense, Flacco, Shador, Kenny Pickett, Jerome Ford's their running back. They have Keyshawn Judkins. They drafted him this year out of Ohio State. All right, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, Deontay Johnson, David Njoku, we talked about him, DeJuan Jones, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Pochick, or whatever, however you say his name, Wyatt Teller, and Jack Conklin. So they got a decent offensive line, decent, not the greatest skill position players, but, you know, overall, it's going to be a good practice. I'm excited to hear about this. And then, obviously, Prince, as you said it. Prince, I don't know if you were here earlier, but I was joking with the people. I'm like, all right. Everybody, you can admit it. You can admit it, Prince. Who wants to see Shador Sanders today? I know I do. I'm excited for the birds. Don't get me wrong. But I want to see some Shador Sanders today. Prince, I want to see Shador. Keely flashes today, Pumper says. All right, Pump. All right, Pump. I know I do too, Prince. Daz says definitely not me. Xander, your dad's Kango last night was fire. My dad is the GOAT. All right, Drew. My dad is a legendary GOAT. All right, I'm not sure which one he wore. Oh, yeah, I think I remember which one he wore. Yeah, so at his, you know, at the house, Drew, he's got like a collection of Kangos in his where he works in his office. And then upstairs in his room, you know, he's got these big bins. He slides them right under his bed. He's got these big bins, and they're filled with Kangos. There's probably 300 of them. There's like three filled bins with Kangos. Stack. Boom, 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 boom. There's got to be. I'd like to count them. I'd like to count them. I'll ask him. So, you know, whenever he gets a stale rotation, you know, because he likes to change. Did he change mid-show last night? He likes to change mid-show. You know, he's different than me in that regard. He'll change it out mid-show, man. He'll be like, all right, into the commercial break, we're back with a new Kango. All right, so that's my pops for you. That's how I grew up. He's been doing that since the day I was born. Since that's the only thing I can remember. Like that's been a constant with my dad. You know, when I was younger, you know, people used to say, oh, yeah, your dad's the guy that wears the hats. I'm like, yeah, that's my pops. So, yeah, pretty good. I might have to go and steal some Kangos from him, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. You know, he's probably got enough up there. I could steal a few. He might not even notice. He might not even notice, man. DeShay says your pops did a great job. Thanks, dude. I'm you know, he's been doing this a long time, man. So he's been doing this a long time. He still works, you know, he's a work, got a great work ethic. That's where I got my great work ethic. Learned a lot from my pops. Let's go. JD3 says, thinking about the bully Mason Graham, going to be nasty. Yeah, let's see what Mason Graham can do. I mean, he's a good player. Obviously was a great college player at the University of Michigan. Drafted, I think, in the top 5 this year, if I'm not mistaken. right? He was a top five player this year, basically. Yeah, he was pick number five. So he's a good player, man. I'm excited to see how he fares, you know, and he's going to be presumably lined up. All right. Presumably he'll be lined up over Tyler Steen. So good battle, you know, good battle. Good battle. We'll see how that shakes out. JD3, thank you, dude. Damon Knight checked in. Member for 15 months. One, thank you for being a member, my guy. I appreciate that. Xander, just got to say your pops is the man. Thank you, Damon. He absolutely is the man. And more importantly, he's a great father. He's a great husband to my mother. He's a great role model to all of us, and he takes care of his kids tremendously. So he's a great father. He really is. And he is the man. He's a cool-ass dude. All right? He really is. He's the man. Josh Herman says, three more weeks till the slaughter, Jacob Nation. I love it. I love it, baby. I love it. Three more weeks till the slaughter of the Dallas Cowboys. All right? Eduardo says, $16 for a beer at the Link. I'm rioting at the opener. Eduardo. Now, Eduardo, I got a memory. Are you heading to the opener? Because you went to the opener last year in Sao Paulo, Brazil. You went to the opener last year in Sao Paulo. Now, are you heading to the Thursday night opener with the Eagles versus the Cowboys to the banner drop at the Link on Thursday night on a September 4th under the lights showdown, Eduardo? Are you heading to the opener? Holy moly. That's good living, my friend. That is good living. Philly Locke, Sub-Z, good morning, brother. Good to see you in here. Big joint practice today. Looking forward to it. Looking forward today to do it. Swagger says, I read somewhere the Link has the highest priced beer in the NFL. Yeah, well, they can F off. That's ridiculous. Well, one, I don't drink beer, so I don't care. But it is crazy. You know, part of me, though, I don't know. Maybe this is like a little bit of the wrong mentality because, you know, a lot of people really try and, you know, people have a family of four. People want to bring their kids. Like it's become really tough to go to a game, you know. And I kind of employ the mindset of while it sucks, like, I don't know, what are you going to do? Like this is life, you know. Everything has become more expensive in the world. It doesn't surprise me that now stadiums are more expensive. You know, so kind of part of me is just like, all right, it's the nature of the beast. If you don't want to pay for it, don't fucking go. You know, but I'm not going to bitch about it. Like, if I'm going, I'm going to go. And if they don't sell enough beer, they'll lower the price. You know, if they don't sell enough this year, they'll lower the price. So I don't know. I'm not going to bitch about it, but it is crazy the point it's gotten to. You know, it's crazy the point it's gotten to. All right. Deshae says, I'm going to the butcher this weekend. Ooh, you're getting a cat. That's nice, Deshae. You got to, you know, how much cow you getting? You getting a quarter cow, a half a cow, a full cow. That's a, you can load the freezer up with that meat, man. That's good living right there. That's good living. All right. All for the banner. You know, my boy, let's go, Eduardo. Let's go, Eduardo. My boy. I love Eduardo. I love Eduardo. He's a great listener here. Great supporter of the channel. Eduardo, we love you, brother. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Philly Locke says, any updates on Sidney Brown? How's he looking? And do you think we have the best three starting wide receivers? Let's see. I think when you look at, let's just leave Dotson out for a second. All right. Let's leave Dotson out for a second. Who's a tandem that matches up with Brown and Smith? Obviously the Bengals guys. You got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins over there. I think that's pretty close. I mean, if somebody said they prefer them over our guys, I'm not going to take it personal. I'd probably take our guys because I think Smitty's a lot better than T. Higgins. And I think AJ's right there with Jamar Chase. But Jamar Chase happens to be my favorite receiver in football. Maybe not. I'll probably go AJ. Now, it's tough to see AJ because, you know, I'm cool with the way we win games, but it isn't just a reality.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
That we don't really play a style of offense that's conducive to massive receiver yardage, right? Like Jamar Chase won the Triple Crown last year and the team didn't make the playoffs. Like that's just the nature. That's like how they play. You know, you look at the Vikings. I see that Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. I don't know. Can I make a comment? Justin Jefferson is a great football player. I don't really think I would take him over A.J. Brown or Jamar Chase, like, ever. Like, I know he's really good, and I don't say this with disrespect. I got him as probably the third or fourth best receiver in football, but his style as compared to Jamar's, which is his own, and then A.J.'s, which is his own, like, I'm not really taking him over those guys. You know, I'm not really taking him over those guys. I really like the way Jamar Chase plays the game. I really like the way A.J. Brown plays the game. I love a physical, bigger body wide receiver that makes it tough to tackle, tough to cover him, you know, has great hands, great speed. And Justin has all that. Don't get me wrong. He's got all that. But he's not that imposing body. You know, and the other thing is, how many games has he missed? You know, look, this is a factor, guys. How many games? He's 27. He's one of the best receivers in football. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to act like, oh, Justin Jefferson's not that good. He's an unbelievable receiver. He's unbelievable. But I'm just saying from a preference standpoint, I don't really know if I prefer him over the other two guys, and I don't really think it's close. No, he played 17 games last year, you know, 10 and 23. So he missed some games in 23. That was really it. And he still had over 1,000 yards. He had 1,500 last year, 1,822, 1,621, and 1,400. Good night, man. Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, I might prefer the other guys, but there's no doubt this guy is a fucking amazing, amazing receiver. Yeah. So no harm, no foul. I'd probably still take Jamar and AJ, but good night. That is impressive, man. Those are some impressive stats. Let's look at Jamar's now. Let's look at Jamar's. Mike, I'm with you. I'd probably take AJ. I don't know. Jamar and AJ to me can be like a push. Like I'm you take one, I'll take the other. I'm good with it. Jamar had said, yeah, Jamar's not stats are not as good in 4 years as Jefferson's. There's no way. Now I think Jefferson might have came out a year earlier. Is that right? Fittery, I agree. I'm on board with what you're saying there. JJ is a better version of CD. He's like a really, really good version. I think CD is pretty great too, though. I'm not gonna lie. I know he's a Cowboy and Eagles fans don't like to admit that. I think CD Lamb's a pretty fucking good receiver. I mean, I don't think you get 1,800 yards in a year with that and lead the league in receptions without being a good receiver, without getting open. Jamar had 1,700 last year, obviously won the Triple Crown, 127 receptions, which is crazy. Year before that, 1,200 yards on 100 receptions, 1,046 in 22, and 1,455 in year one. Now, he did miss a lot of games in 22. He only played 12 games and still had over 1,000. So, CD is more physical. I agree. I think CD is a little bit more physical. You'll take Smith over both? Devontae Smith over who? I don't know about that, my dude. I love Smitty. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Look, let's be objective here. I think A.J. Brown's in the conversation with Justin, with Jamar, with CD, and they're in tier one. I don't know if Devontae's quite cracked into tier one just yet. I'll definitely take Smitty over Terry. That's for sure. Okay, I'll definitely – Crowley, remember, I got in a battle this summer with John and Cilio about that, Crowley. I'll definitely take Smitty over Terry McLaurin. Definitely. Dad says he'll take Smitty all day over CD. I don't know, man. Would you? Who would take? Who would you guys rather take? Devontae Smith or CeeDee Lamb? Well, I do like the mindset. I agree with that. Put Smitty on a team that gets 200. That's true, Daz. He's not really on that type of team. Crowley says Lamb, not going to lie. I lean Lamb too, Crowley. James says CeeDee Lamb. Fittery says Smitty. Smitty. A lot of Smitties. Wow. CD, and I love Smitty. That's how I feel, Fleming. I love CD too. Smitty is clutch. No doubt, Primo. Smitty, but it's personal preference. I'm good with that answer. I think Devontae is over CD and playing the X and the Z. That's a fair point, maybe. You know, Lamb plays a lot of slot. A lot of slot. So maybe you're right about that, Robert. I think that's a good take. Airbrushing F. Lamb. Classic Eagle right there. Eagle comment. Smitty, Slim. Man, a lot of Smitties. I don't know, man. Well, Dirty Air. See, this is like outside of football. This is like intangible, but you're 100% right about this. Smitty is the ultimate team guy, the ultimate professional, the ultimate guy you want on your roster. So if you factor in everything, maybe I can understand where you're coming from with that for sure. You know, and he's got incredible hands, obviously. A lot of Smitties. I don't know. You know, I think I try and always be objective when I analyze other teams, even if they're Cowboy players. I try my best, you know, at least I think I do a pretty good job of staying objective for the most part. But I am not a CeeDee Lamb hater. Like, I don't think he sucks. You know, I'm not. I get it. Eagle, a lot of Eagles fans, that's their default setting. And I'm good with that. I love those Eagles fans. But, I mean, just let me just pull up the stats real quick. And stats aren't everything, but, you know, he had 1194 last year in 15 games. He had 1749 in 17 games with 135 receptions in 23. In 22, he had 107 receptions with 1359 yards. And the year before that, he had 1100. That guy can play. I mean, that's a lot of freaking yards, guys. He's got 6,400 yards as a receiver in five seasons. So, he's a good player. He's a very good player. But they're both good. I don't think you're crazy for saying I'll take Smith. I don't think you're crazy. I think Smitty's kind of in that, or Lamb's in that top five. I don't think Smitty's cracked that, though. You know, if you look at kind of, you know, I don't know, not the national guys or everything. They get a lot of things fucking wrong. But, you know, if you look at most guys who grade receivers, and I know there's context here, right? He's wide receiver two in Philly. You know, if he was a one somewhere, if he was in a more passing offense, like Joe Burrow, you know, T. Higgins gets a lot of targets over there. You know, it's a very pass-happy offense. So, I don't know. There is context there, but I think for the most part, people are putting CD above Smitty, which I can't really have a problem with. You know, Smitty has certainly never put up 1,700 yards in a year. So, but we're right, Daz. We got a lot of weapons. We're a running team. We got a different style of quarterback. Like, we got a lot of different – there's a lot of different context. DK says, I honestly believe Smitty is about winning and not stats. 100% – dude, that's a lot of this team. And that's a really I want everybody. Can I give you guys some homework? I fucking hated homework when I was a kid. I never did any of my homework. So I'm not trying to make you like that. But I got some homework for everybody. And I think this is homework you'll really enjoy. I'll get to the Super, Brian. Give me a sec. All right. I got some homework for everybody. Okay? I got some homework for everybody. Let me find the clip. And I can tell you exactly what to type in. All right. I got some homework. So on the Joel Klatt show, okay? On the Joel Klatt show, Tom Brady went on the Joel Klatt show and he talked a lot about modern quarterbacks, who his favorite in the game is, the development of quarterbacks, and I want you all to listen to it. You don't have to do the homework, all right? I don't give a fuck. I get it. I didn't like it either. But I'm saying, if you're a football fan and you're interested in listening to Tom Brady, who I think we can all agree is the greatest quarterback to ever play, certainly the most successful quarterback, the winningest quarterback to ever play. And you listen to him break down the game, I think you realize very quickly how much more there is to the position than just having arm talent, being good in the pocket. There's so much more to this position. And the way Brady explains it, from obviously a front row seat, a guy that played in the league for 20 plus years, a guy that won 7 Super Bowls and went to 10, a guy that has more experience than maybe anybody on the planet. And you listen to him talk, you know, he called Mahomes his favorite quarterback right now. When I listened to him explain why, there wasn't one thing that was, he said it, he said he's got great, but it wasn't, look at the arm talent. That was a part of it. It was a part of his conversation, but he said, look at the way he gets his teams into the right place. Look at the way he does whatever it takes to win. Look at the way he gets his organization on board to fight for the end goal. It's a hard task to have an entire organization fight for the big goal, the Super Bowl. There's so much intangible that he talked about. And I look at Jalen and I'm like, he's better than almost every quarterback I've ever seen at that stuff. You know, and if Tom Brady says it matters, I don't give a fuck about a damn pundit on national television who says they don't care about the intangibles. I do. And he shows me he's got it. So it matters. It matters. And they care about winning. They're focused on winning. Winning comes before the personal accolades with this team. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. And I think it's very, I think people don't analyze that properly when it comes to Jalen Hurts. I really don't. So that's my homework for you guys if you want to do it. All right. If you want to, if not, fine. But type in Tom Brady on Joel Klatt or quarterback, whatever it is, you know, and you listen to him break it down, man. It's really, really good to listen to. Yeah, I heard that. There was also another clip floating around this week about Peyton Manning speaking directly about Jalen Hurts. I think he was on, I'm not sure what show he was on, but I heard that. That was a great clip as well, Vincent, of Peyton Manning talking about Jalen Hurts. All right. Dank, so freaking true, Dank. It's like John Madden said, 90% of football is mental. It's so true. Dude, 90% of life is mental. It really is. It really is. Collins show, got it. Yeah, that's where Peyton was. That was good. What time does the joint practice start? Kevin Petullo is set to speak in 10 minutes, so I'll get out of here so I can listen to him. And then 10 a.m., the joint practice will be. So I'll probably go live probably at the end of practice, I would say. Probably at the end of practice. But what up, Twizzler? Good to see you, brother. Good to see you in here. Most of life is a mental game. No doubt, man. No doubt, Crowley. I've been learning and honing that since I was born. All right. I've always tried to put myself in to have an advantage mentally, and I like to believe that I've done a pretty good job. But life teaches you lessons. You got to take them. You got to figure out how to use it to your advantage. Carve out your mental capacity, your mental ability. That's a very important part of life. You know, I had somebody recently, I don't want to say they were judging me, but they were kind of trying to want me to be somebody I'm not in some regard, you know, and respectfully, I said, dude, you don't walk a day in my shoes. All right. You don't live in my shoes. You don't see things the way I see things. And I don't mean it with disrespect because I don't walk in your shoes. But don't try and tell me how to live my life. Don't try and tell me what I have to do to be successful. Don't. And this is not somebody that I was seeking advice from. So, you know, I always say that, man. People, everybody goes through different things. I've experienced a lot of different things in my life, a lot of hardships, good things, bad things, negative things, great things. Everybody's forged differently. Everybody's forged differently. Trey says, who's going to win the CB2 job? I don't know, dude. Trey, your guess is as good as mine, man. Your guess is as good as mine. Trey, ideally, I think it's Ringo. You know, I do like the analogy John uses. It's like if your GPS is set on a certain destination, no matter how many turns, it's going to take you there. You know, I think overall they want it to be Ringo. Could Jakorian win it? Sure. I don't think he's shown enough yet. Could Adoree win it? I don't see it. Yeah, PR, you're 100% right. He said, dude, I own a business. Yeah, 100% PR. It's all good, though. All right. Xander, get a hold of me about my sub. Wayne, did you reach out to me? I didn't see it. Let me look. Where'd you reach out, dude? This is the problem. I got too many accounts. I got too many social medias. I got email. I don't know where to look for people, you know? I haven't been on Twitter very much, man. I've been focused on YouTube so far this summer. All right. Oh, I see it, Wayne. I see it, brother, on Twitter. I got you, Wayne. I got you. I'll get back to you, all right? Yeah, what do you look gray now, Wayne? What do you look gray? What do you look gray, dude? Holy moly. You're doing a great job, Z. Jacob, and no, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. As much as people want to say, oh, I'm praying on your downfall. Yeah, well, keep fucking enjoying the show, my friend. Keep fucking enjoying the show. I love what I do. Definitely not going anywhere, Jimbo, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody. Shady says me, not you, Shady. As much as I might have shredded you last week, Shady, it's not you, my friend. You get wheels for your vet yet? Not yet, Primo. I did look up your cousin's company, though, or your, was it your son? I forget who it was. Your daughter? Forget who it was. I'm going to call him, though. I didn't do it quite yet, Primo. Not yet. I've been very busy with the work. I've been, you know, got some thing going on. So I'll get there, though. Don't worry. I'll get there. I'm dealing with some brake stuff right now. You know, I had to order some new brake pads. Got ceramic pads. So I put them on the other day. But I don't know if I want to re-up the stock pads. Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot of stuff going on with there. I'll get it done. We have legends giving Hurts his props, but Cam trash ass tried to hate. 6-14. I'll take the love from Brady and Peyton. Joe held the showdown last night. Where were you at? I had some business to handle, Prod. All right, I had some business to handle. All right, thanks for being here, Devin. I appreciate you, brother. Jody Mack coming back? No way. No interest in that. Dirty Air bought a race car yesterday. Holy shit. You're going to have to elaborate on that one, my friend. You're going to have to elaborate on that one. What do you mean, did I watch the show? Z was in a deserted field waiting for a small plane. No, not that slag. No, I didn't watch the show. I was busy. I told you that. Fleming, do you listen? If I was watching the show, I would have just done the show. I would have just done the damn show. Yeah, Primo, I might head over there. Let me get to the super chats. I don't know what the... I was talking shrooms with your dad last night. That's hilarious, Fleming. Is that right? I didn't see it. I didn't see it. So you're gonna, Fleming, you're gonna have to update me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about Jody Mack. You're talking about shrooms. I don't know what you're talking about. I know Jody Mack ain't coming back, and I got no interest in bringing him back. With all due respect, that's pretty funny though. Here we go. What do we got? Vincent checks in. What's up, Vincent? Member for 2 months. Thank you, bro, for being a member. Slay had a good take. AJ is the only one you don't have to scheme open. That's interesting. I don't know. I don't think you have to scheme open Jamar, dude. I don't think you got to scheme open Jamar Chase. Matt says, in my opinion, it's more confidence than ability with Ringo. Well, I agree. I think he's lacking some confidence right now. I think he's lacking a little bit of confidence right now. I mean, you know, does that come with better play? That like is it a what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. you know, he's kind of, you got to play better. You play better, you get more confidence. You get confidence, you start to play even better. You know, can you have confidence before you play well? You would think somebody would. It might be hard for some players, Matt. I don't know. All right. Dirty Air, I like that nickname. That's better than Bingo. Ringo getting real close to me calling him Dingo. Oh, my goodness. Dingo, that is funny. All right. Yeah, Jody never interacted with the chat. He didn't know how. Don't blame him. Jody was annoying, probably a prick to work with. He wasn't the greatest, Mike. I mean, you can probably imagine what it was like working with him. All right. Stale old dude. I don't really give a shit. Whatever. I got respect for him to some extent, but that extent does end. I enjoyed Jody Mack, but Xander definitely brought some youth to the old folks show. Yeah, that's good. I will say this, you know, obviously not everybody likes me. It's fine. I don't care. You know, but I'll say this. I care about numbers. Birds 365 had a 26% increase in viewership, a 35% increase in watch time, and a, how about this, a 50% increase in revenue since I took over. Now, again, I'm not here to toot my own horn. I'm just saying, like sometimes you can analyze things that are pretty clear cut in a business. Okay, was that a good decision or not? Did we need him or not? I don't know. Birds 365 has gotten better. Again, I'm not saying everybody likes me. There's a lot of people who comment, you're stupid. You don't listen to John. You know, you're not good. We need Jody Mack back. There's a lot of people who said, that's fine, to each his own. But, you know, sometimes I think taking ownership of my channel helped a lot. You know, people, when people don't know what they're supporting, I think it's different to support, you know? So it's, I don't want to toot my own horn. I really don't. I know you guys say toot it. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. But objectively speaking, I think it was beneficial for our channel to bring an element of familiarity. You guys know who Jacob is, what Jacob is, where it came from, why it's here, who pushes all the buttons, and who does everything versus a bunch of hosts on the screen who just want their paycheck, don't give a fuck about the actual channel, you know, and in turn, don't really care about you or the listener, you know. I care about the community of people here because this is my channel. You guys show up every day to support something that I built, something I put time, money, and effort into, you know, and I think I've tried to bridge that gap. And Sills has always done a very good job at this, so I never worried about it with him. You know, he's always interacted with the chat. He's always talked to you guys. He's always had an element of that. So, you know, it's just a different dynamic, and I think it works better for YouTube. That's all. All right. LAC, 100%. No one's going to care for your business like you. No doubt, dude. No doubt. No doubt. So that's definitely the biggest switch of it. I got no disrespect for him. No disrespect, but not a road I'm looking to go back down. All right. Prince says, when you don't have a personal stake in the outcome, you're less likely to put in the effort to achieve. That's true. Gary, I know, Gary, I got to add this. I got to add, Gary, I know, believe me. This is one thing I've been lacking on, admittedly. You know, I need to get more shorts. I need to get more small, short form content of our shows. So I'll get there, Gary. I'm probably going to hire a VA of some sort who can come in and kind of chop it up and do that. But definitely something I got to add, Gary. I'm aware of it. You know, Gary, the real reason that I don't do it is this very specific reason. And it doesn't mean I'm right. It doesn't mean I don't want to add it. But when we had all the change in our business, I focused on the revenue and increasing our money because cash is oxygen to a business. So if you get 1 million views on Twitter, which we have many times before, if you get a boatload of views on an Instagram post, which we have many times before. If you blow up on TikTok, which we never have, but we have some post over there, you don't get paid. Like it's basically advertising, which is good. I'm not saying it's not valuable. But I care a lot more about YouTube because YouTube pays. You know, this is where we generate revenue. So I've always just kind of cared more about it. And because I'm only one man, I can't focus on everything. You know, it is hard. People like posting everywhere is hard, man. I sit here all fucking day and you can't, it's a hard thing to do. So we'll get to it. But that's kind of why. Again, not a good excuse. Should still be doing it. But that's the thought process of like, I got to focus on what pays me first. I got to get that on the rails first, you know, and we've done a good job about it. We've done a good job with it. And YouTube is obviously a good platform. You know, we got a boatload of watch hours. I've told you guys that before. I brought you inside a little bit. You know, we get a lot of views, you know, a lot of channels get a lot of views. A lot of channels have a lot of subscribers. You know, we have a lot of watch hours. You know, I plugged our numbers. How many views we get in a year? How many views average show gets? How much watch time our shows get? And I put them in the ChatGPT, and I said compare them to at large YouTube channels and then sports media YouTube channels, all those different things. Our watch time is top of the top. Compared it to McAfee show. Top of the top. You know, we have our average view. Think about this. Ready for this? Our average view at large on the channel is 35 minutes long. The average viewer of the Birds 365 live show is over 1 hour. And the average view on a national football show with Dan Cilio is 1 hour and 10 minutes. So that's a lot of watch time. You know, if I get 1 million views on a short and they're 60 seconds a pop and the average viewer watches it for 50% of the time, that's 30 seconds of watch time. That's not that valuable. I'd rather have 1,000 views of 40 minutes. Because YouTube makes money when people spend time on YouTube. When YouTube makes money, they help us make money. You know? So people stay here and they watch our channel. That's the most valuable metric to me is watch time, because that's what people, you know, it's one thing. Oh, I can blow up on shorts, but get 30 second views. It doesn't fucking pay me. It doesn't do any money. It doesn't make me any money. You know, we had one short blow up back in the day and it, you know, I got paid $3. I'm like, geez, that wasn't worth it. You know, I'd rather post out more long form videos. So I get it. I still got to do everything. I'm just kind of explaining to you guys when you're a one man show. And I haven't quite hired all the members of the team I'd like to hire yet. Got some things in the works. I have brought on one VA that's helping me on my back end stuff. And I'm going to hire another one that's on content. You know, I'm going to go there. So that's what I'll be doing. But yeah, see, Gary, that's the idea. That's the goal. You know, the reason for my question, I find long form video channels from short viral clips. Then I go find their YouTube channel. That's the goal. That's the goal. Yep, that's the goal. That's what we would want to do. Xander, if someone offered you the bag to buy Jacob, would you do it or no? Probably not. Depends on the bag. What's the bag? I mean, I got a great business. I work for myself. I got two great members of the team and Johnny Mac and Cilio that are both not going anywhere until they want to go somewhere. I'm in control. I own my business. I have a good source of income to build my life. You know, I want to get married soon. I want to buy a house. I got a good source of income to do. Like, at what cost? You know, a couple hundred grand? Fuck off. What's a couple hundred grand going to do for me? I'm not in on that. No. I put in way too much time and effort for that. And hey, somebody says, oh, I got 10 mil. All right, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Sig Lord says it, 10 mil. I'll think about it. But even like 1 mil, you know, now this is actually me. I'm the sole owner now of Jacob Sports. So we started the business together. He's owned Jacob Media for 12 years, but the sports LLC and everything we do under this umbrella is all, I'm the 100% owner of it. I'm the 100% owner of it. We own the holding company together. We own the holding company together. Now, see, this is the catch-22, though, Jimbo. Ready? Jimbo, If I sold right now for $10 million, right? Ready, Jimbo? If I sold right now for $10 million, you know what I would do? I would start another channel. Like, this is what I do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make content. I'm going to be on the camera in some regard. So, like, I'd sell it and then make another channel. Jimbo, you can come and find me on my other channel. You know? That's kind of the catch-22, because it's like, I don't know if I'm going bye-bye. I would just start it all up again. Probably have more money. Probably be able to, you know, invest in the back end earlier. Probably be able to have an operation that can reach more people quicker. So maybe there's an advantage to taking a 10 mil and restarting. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't leave. You know, people like, oh, I've heard a lot of people like, you'll never hear from me again. No, that won't be it at all for me. You'll hear from me. Might be a different medium, might be a different forum, might be on some different subjects. I'll be right back here though, creating content probably for YouTube. You know? So I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. A lot of different ways to go about it. A lot of different thought processes, Jimbo. I don't think anybody's coming in with 10 mil right now, but maybe one day. Dirty D says, I need to find a way to make money doing something I love. And that's overrated, Dirty D. It ain't all about doing something you love. You got to have passion for what you do. I agree. But I think there's a lot of advice in the world that's like, be happy and like, do what you love. Like, dude, life isn't like that. Like, that's not fucking life. You know, like, you got to do shit you don't like in the world. You got to grind on things you might not want to grind on. Life is not like, hey, I want to talk about the Eagles. And like, now I'm going to make a bunch of money. It doesn't really work like that. Just promise me in 15 years I'm not reading about Xander's Island. No interest, Shady. You might be reading about me having a big garage. That's what I want. I want like a Jay. Anybody know Jay Leno's garage? All right. Anybody know Jay Leno's garage? That's what I want. That would be my goal. Every job has some suck, no doubt. If someone gave $10 million, they would make you sign a non-compete. Yeah, because I'll blow them out of the water. It would be different content. Well, go subscribe to ZK's Garage, my friend. I've already got other content coming. Am I gay if I'm hyped for T-Swift on New Heights today? I'm not going to call you gay, but I mean, I don't care about it. Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. Neil says, most people hate their day-to-day existence. I feel bad for those people, Neil. Life is hard. It doesn't matter what area of life you're in. It doesn't matter, you know. And the other funny thing is, like, you know, I meet people that at the surface look like they got everything. They got the cars. They got money. They got a big house. They got a shore house. They got, like, bro, they look miserable. I talk to them. There's no depth to them. There's no realness to them. There's no, you know, I don't know. I'd rather have that over anything. You know, no matter what I do, I'm going to try and enjoy my day-to-day. I'm happy to be alive. I really am. I'm happy to be alive every day. So, a lot of different ways to go about it. Wayne the Pain. Wayne the Pain. Oh, my goodness. If you ever have to say, am I gay, you probably are. Oh my goodness, Wade. That one's comment of the day. Killer says, I'm a hospital worker who helps people every day. I love what I do. That's awesome, bro. That is awesome. All right. That is awesome. I don't think you're all going to love everything you do all the time, no matter what it is. No matter what you think, Dirty Day, if you start something that you love and you make money in what you love, you're not going to love it every day. All right. You got to look for the good. Does your GF, my GF is not an Eagles fan. She could care less what they do. She's not a fan of another team. She just doesn't care. She's just like, when is your show over? Can I get some you time? And I'm like, yeah, honey, give me a sec. I got work to do. I'm building a life that'll never change. Now, I got a very supportive girl. She understands what I do. That Bird Gang Girl, I hate my job. I hope, if you hate your job, that's one thing. I hope you don't hate your life, Bird Gang Girl. You should keep your head held high. You're a dope person from what I can tell. So I'm sorry you hate your job, but keep your head up. Took me a while to do what I love, and even that has its moments where I want to punch. Facts, Dirty Air. Dirty Air has a cool job. You think I got a cool job? Dirty Air's got a cool job, all right? Dirty Air's got a cool fucking job, all right? This dude had me up close and personal with the freaking NASCAR, with the team, the everything. I mean, that was cool. That was a fun day, Dirty Air. That was a fun day for me. One of the best days of 2025 for me, easily. Best 2 days of 2025. Easily. Big Z building a content creator legacy. Look, that's the goal, man. But I'm not interested in it from a sense of like fame or like not fame, but just like, you know how some content creators are like viral and everybody knows. Like, I'm not interested in it for that. Like, I like a good community. I like being able to talk to you guys like this. Like, I like that part of it, you know, and I want to build that part of it a lot more than I want to be the viral guy who does anything for views, who does, you know, like that doesn't fuel me at all. You know, if I can have a channel on my cars and I can build that part of my life and turn that into a business because I love cars and I'm always going to buy nice cars and I care and I like them. It's just something I like. That's awesome. I'm going to turn that into a business as I already have, and I'm going to build that up. Here I got the Eagles. Whether I'm doing this channel or not, I'm watching the Eagles. I got a great community of people here. This is why, you know, I don't care about other Eagles channels that have virality more than me. Like, I don't care. I want the good community. I want the viewers that want to tune in every day, like a lot of you guys do. That's what I want. That's more valuable to me. That's what I'd prefer to build my life on. So, all right, I got to go. Is Petullo talking? He's probably already yapping. Petullo's already yapping. Ken goes in. What up, Peter? Good to see you, brother. There it is. You finally put in a Team ZK. You finally put in a Team ZK, Izzy B. Normally, you're always saying, oh, Team John. Team John. Come on, Izzy B. We all know who you love here. We all know why you're tuned into the show. Come on. Any possible upgrades to CB2? They're not going to trade for another person. They just brought in Ja'Corian Bennett. Come on, man. Should have signed Jair Alexander. Why don't you do call-ins? I'll do call-ins. I'll do it. We do it after the games. Although I got to keep that shorter this year. I went too long last year. I can't be staying up till 3 a.m. with show. I got to go where the money is, folks. Gank Bird Gang, your dad's Kango game is on point. Yes, it is. I told you he's got like 350 of them. Daytona, we got a lot of Florida listeners. I think it's like our fourth. If I pull up our analytics, let me look real quick. Click on audience. All right, click last 90 days. And then I can go to geographies. 93% is in the United States. All right. And then if I click United States, Pennsylvania's number one. New Jersey's number two. Florida is number three. California is number four. Texas is number five. New York is number six. North Carolina is number seven. Virginia, number eight. Maryland, number nine. Georgia, number 10. Delaware, number 11. South Carolina, number 12. Massachusetts, number 13. All very low, though. That's our top. Cowboys fans are always lurking. There's still a lot of people and everyone. We have representation in all 50 states. All 50 states. New Hampshire is our lowest. Wait, did you just say New Hampshire? Oh my goodness, you are. Are you New Hampshire killer? So in our last 90 days, listen to this. No, last 30 days. 21 views came from New Hampshire. Our lowest of the states. 21 views came from New Hampshire. Killer, that might have all been you, dude. That might have all been you, killer. Maine? How about Maine? Let me check Maine. Maine is 137 views in the last 30 days, and it's fifth to last. The bottom five are New Hampshire last, Idaho second to last, Nebraska third to last, Rhode Island fourth to last, and Maine fifth to last. Those are our bottom five. Our bottom five is right there. Kevin, are you there too? Nice, Kevin. Located in number 8 VA. Appreciate all you and J-Mac are doing to keep us updated. Go Birds. Go Birds, brother. Thanks for tuning in from VA. Richmond, VA. All right, so we got some VA boys in here. Or girls, whatever you are. Yeah, VA accounts for 3% of our audience, 38,000 views, 38,318. Pennsylvania is top with 26%, 320,000 views. New Jersey, second with 7.5%, 90,000 views. Florida, third, 5.5% with 70,000 views. California, 5%, 60,000 views. Texas, 4.5%, 58,000 views. New York is 3.5% with 45,000 views. So there you go. That's a little inside baseball on Jacob's audience. Ready? Where are my girls? Any woman in the chat, present yourself right now. If you're a woman in the chat, say I. If you're a woman in the chat, say I. Who's ready for the breakdown on gender? It's pretty funny, I'm not going to lie. All right. There's Bird Gang Girl. All right, she's going to represent the ladies today. I got Texas T, another great supporter. Izzy B, all right, we got three ladies in here revealing themselves right now. Bird Gang Girl, I'll keep your comment on the screen as the representer of the women today. Ready? Who's ready for this? 95.5% of the Jacob audience is male. 95.5. You got 4.5% are female. 4.5% of the audience is female. So, yeah, I got a bunch of dudes watching me all day. Where are the ladies? Come on, man. It went up. It used to be 2%. So, maybe. I know. I know I'm beautiful. I've attracted a couple more ladies to the channel. All right. 95 went from 2 to 4.5. How about that? How about that? All right. I'm also the only female in 99% of fantasy football. Yep, that's there you go. That's it. All right. So that's pretty good. That's pretty funny. The age statistics are even funnier. 12% is 65 plus. 17%, 55 to 64. 22.5%, 45 to 54. 25%, the top category, is 35 to 44. And then 25 to 34 is 21%. And then 2%, 18 to 24 years old. So there you go. That's our audience rundown for you guys. That's the audience rundown for you guys. All right, I got to go. Love all you guys. I'm going to go listen to Petula. I'm going to stay updated on the joint practice. Might go live after, depending on what the day comes. All right, what the day brings. And I'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Thanks for the messages of support. Thanks to the haters, the suckers and the losers who love watching. Don't comment and want to see us on our downfall. Love all you guys too. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
EAGLES, Eagles.